Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation was David Sutphin, Chief Procurement Operations, GovWorks. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Kammer.
I wanted to ask you if you could continue to talk about GovWorks and help us understand when it was created and what was the impetus behind it and how it works.
We started back in 1996. In the prior administration, there was an attempt to reduce the overall size of the administrative service personnel within the federal government. The administration had a goal of cutting about half of all positions. We had a fairly well working team of acquisition professionals. We had been relied upon by the Department of Interior to handle some of the more difficult projects that they had. And so we thought it was important to keep that team together. So I took the staff off site, and I posed the issue to them, what do you want to do? Quite honestly, I said to them, I will have a job at the end of this downsizing, but some of you won't. And the question for you is, what do you want to do about keeping this team together? And they agreed unanimously that they wanted to keep the team together and that we would go out and sell our services to other agencies and build on our past success. So we started looking for customers, and that was an interesting experience unto itself. We found a few customers. We made a decision that we had to do it right, so we made sure that each and every one of them was more than satisfied with the quality of our work. But we had a call from one particular office at GSA, and they said, we understand you're providing contract support. Can you come down and talk to us? Because we use outside contracting shops to help us. And we said, sure. Went down and met with John Ortego. Now, John is head of the National Finance Center in New Orleans. He's since moved on. And for those of you that know John, John talks in very fast-clipped sentences or phrases most of the time. At the end of our half-hour interview with John, we weren't sure if we had a commitment to work with them. But by the time we got back to our office in Herndon, we had a fax with an interagency agreement asking us to sign up and be a contracting shop for them. So it moved rather quickly from that point forward.
Was the impetus for the creation simply the reduction in administrative costs? It sounds also like there was a quality issue as well.
There were several issues. I think for many of us, as we begin to mature in our careers, we were looking for something different as well. But I would say that that reduction was a call to action. From that, then we said, well, let's change the paradigm of how we operate. Let's see if there isn't a better way of providing services to customers. And so we did a complete shakeout of the procurement process. Our office had been innovative in the way that we approached acquisition. In fact, we were using past performance as an evaluated factor long before Dr. Kelman even showed up on the scene. And he was right. Past performance is one of the key elements in understanding who should get a contract. We also were innovative insofar as we used oral presentations in 1996. Now, we were one of the first agencies to use this process. Today, it's written into the Federal Acquisition Regulation, but then no one was using it, or very few were using it. And we were written up as having developed a best practice, and it was published by the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and the GSA government-wide office. Since then, we've used statements of objectives as a way of identifying a problem that an agency needs solved, and then letting industry come in and propose solutions. And so we've married statements of objective, oral presentations, and past performance into a theme for our support of other agencies when we come to serving them through acquisition.
Do you have measures of how this led to increased effectiveness or efficiencies for your customers? So, for example, if it was designed to reduce costs, have costs been reduced, and has it led to procurements that have resulted in sort of better selection of vendors, for example?
Well, first off, it has resulted in much better selection of vendors. We've seen the number of protests and the disputes go down dramatically. In fact, virtually no disputes. And in terms of protest, we've only had two protests in the 12 years that I've been with Minerals Management Service. So, yes, it's very effective, and it does improve the speed with which we can acquire goods and services for our clients. We used to worry about taking years to complete an acquisition. We now complete acquisitions in a matter of days and weeks rather than months and years. So this has been a tremendous benefit for the agencies. Program managers no longer have to worry about whether their statement of work will be outdated by the time we contract for it.
It sounds like you've demonstrated a lot of best practices for the procurement office. Could you talk about how it's been viewed both within the Department of Interior as a procurement option and outside of the department procurement offices?
I think much of what we've done has been ported out to the other agencies and to the rest of the department, although we are still seeing that there are pockets of pockets where these processes still have not been put to full use. And I think that's unfortunate, because if they would look at different ways of approaching acquisitions, I think most of the problems that acquisition offices suffer would go away. We hear stories from our clients when they've tried to introduce some of these methodologies to their acquisition shops that they've been resistant to use them or reluctant to use them because they just don't want to take that risk. It's an interesting dynamic. Most of us in the acquisition community are comfortable with process, but we tend not to be risk takers. So there is an opportunity here for the acquisition community to step out of its comfort zone.
Can you give me an example of your work with an agency that's you're particularly proud of? I'm trying to see the different ranges of what might be done. And so I'm imagining, is it that innovation was introduced, or is it because they turned the whole process over to GovWorks? What's sort of the best of all possible worlds, I'm supposing?
We've built a reputation on working very closely with our customers. We don't dictate to them. What we do is we try to look at a different approach to the acquisition process. We had a particular project that we are very proud of, and this is an e-portal for the medical community within the Defense Department. We went through the acquisition process that I described to you. As a result, we selected a firm that came up with a very innovative approach to the medical community's problem of getting information out to their customers using the technology of the Internet. This portal, once it's completed, will be moved from office to office within the defense community. A nice result of that was that we had a call from HHS. They too were looking at developing a similar e-portal or medical portal. And so we introduced them to the Defense Department and the project manager there. From that, they learned what they did, the benefits of using GovWorks, and were then challenged to come to us and have us do their acquisition. In the end, we saw a horizontal movement of technology and information and process that served a larger community. And that, to us, is really exciting when we can move information from agency to agency.
I'm wondering, you have this view on the federal government acquisition plans that's pretty broad. What could you tell us about the trends that you've observed over the last 5 years and then even more recently in the last year?
Well, I think the trends are more involvement of the program office in acquisition. I see that we're going to have greater challenges to get industry involved in the operations of government more through this administration. Competitive outsourcing will be a direction that this administration is going to move toward. I think that we all have to be prepared to adjust to what this administration wants done. The president has said that he's going to bring competition to the federal government. And if you look at GovWorks, we're already operating in a competitive environment. So what we've developed here and the other franchise funds, I think, are good operating models for the rest of the government and the administrative providers within the federal government.
Have you noticed differences in the kind of services that the federal government's looking to acquire?
I think the services are about the same, but we do see more information technology being purchased. We see that they're buying services that are integrated as opposed to piecemeal. We don't see as much stovepipe purchasing of services. I do see that we are buying technology much faster, and it's getting into the mainstream quicker, and so that's a very positive outcome.
Well, this is a good stopping point. It's time for a break. When we come back, we'll ask David Sutphin of GovWorks about the management challenges he faces. Rejoin us when the Business of Government Hour continues.